Hi, I'm Solara Starr and welcome to the Solara Starr podcast. With over 20 years of experience, I've had the privilege of working with thousands worldwide and sharing my expertise across various media platforms. This podcast is your go-to resource for mastering manifestation and unlocking your ultimate magnetism. Hit subscribe so you never miss an episode and let's dive in. And a very warm welcome to the Solara Starr podcast. I'm your host, Solara Starr, and this is where you're guided to become effortlessly magnetic. I love that, effortlessly magnetic. It's something that I always wanted to know how to unlock the codes of. I know that we can do this work and enjoy this work, and it can be effortless, and it can feel like fun, and it can feel joyful. Not always easy at times, but this is also about manifesting not just the life that you want, but the version of you that can actually hold that life that you want. And we're going to be diving into something really powerful. And this is how to recognize the signs that things are shifting for you and that your manifestation is on its way, even when it doesn't feel or look like it. In my experience, sometimes when it looks like or feels like things are falling apart, it's actually a sign that things are coming together. And if, like me, you are doing all the inner work, you show up to heal your past wounds and pains and hurts. You've become aware of repetitive patterns and cycle, people-pleasing tendencies, lack of boundaries and such like, and you've shown up and you've done the work, your vibration is naturally going to raise. And of course, there are things that you can do to then boost that by showing up and pointing your arrow, becoming very clear on who it is you are becoming, what your purpose is, what you want to experience in your life. And when you do that, when you point the arrow, it's a powerful activation for everything that is no longer aligned with that vision to begin shifting and in some cases leaving your life. And we're going to be talking about how to recognize when you are fully aligned and on track for your manifestation to emerge beautifully and gracefully in your life. So how to know if your energy is shifting into alignment is a really important part of this conversation. And also what's super important too, as I was thinking about the content for today, is how to reframe some of those experiences that may actually feel like setbacks. But I promise you, they're actually proof that you are rising. And it's in my experience that we don't always attract what we want either. Sometimes what we think we want definitely isn't what we want. We think it's what we want because we may have some fears running the show. We may want a big grand house or being in a specific type of relationship because actually at the core of that, we just want to feel safe. But that's just driven from fear. The universe always has something better for us. And when we're no longer being driven by fear or worry or doubt, that's when the magic truly starts to happen. That's when we step into the true creative power that we have. So we don't attract what we want, but we do attract the energy that we are emitting. We attract what we are. Our energy is like a currency that we bring into every single part of our life. Are you operating from a high worth and a high value currency where you have healthy boundaries, where you know your worth, where you know your value, where you look after yourself on every level, mind, body, soul, or are you circulating in the same low vibrational patterns that you have probably outgrown and you're probably super frustrated to be repeating? It's my understanding that when we shift internally, that's when the game changes. That's when we raise our frequency, and that's when life starts to respond to us. Now, it's not always in obvious, kind of pretty Instagrammable ways. Yeah, it can be subtle sometimes, which is super annoying because actually we wouldn't mind just like really clear signs. Look, you're on track, your manifestation's working, keep focusing on what you're doing. That would be really easy, wouldn't it? But we do get these subtle signs that show us it is working. And this is what I want to share with you today, so that if you are feeling your manifestation isn't working, or you want to give up, or you're feeling a bit despondent, or you're getting the opposite of what you want, I'm here to say stay focused. It's working. And this is how I can share with you from my experience that you are on track. So this episode is designed to help you recognize those shifts so you don't miss the signs and that you can get excited when you know your manifestation is already making its way to you. So one of the first ones that I pondered on when I was preparing is when people start to leave your life. Now, whether that's because you've made the decision to leave the friendship or relationship, or they have, it's the same conversation. It can be super confronting. It can be really painful. It can be upsetting, but actually it's a sacred clearing. It's actually a sign that you no longer have resonance with that energy. It's when you're ready to attract new energy into your life. So it's not a personal thing. It's more of an energetic thing. You've probably outgrown them, or you've reached a level of your own healing that no longer has resonance with their wounds or their values or their perceptions of life. I don't know if you've heard the phrase that people come into your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And as you evolve, some of these seasons are going to naturally end. It's important to understand that, because even though it can still be painful when those relationships do come to an end, it's actually a really good sign of your growth as well. Because like maybe you were once bonded through shared wounds, shared trauma, shared views of the world, shared pains, maybe codependency or familiar dysfunction. But now you've done the healing, you've gone on a journey and you've outgrown that connection. And of course, the universe, loving and intelligent as it is, it begins to rearrange your relationships to match your next level, which means new people will come in. And sometimes actually, it's old people that come back and you have a new resonance with them. And actually, that's really nice as well, because, you know, when somebody that you were very fond of and they just kind of seem to just kind of disappear, go backstage in your life for a little while and then suddenly come back out, it's like, oh, wow. So there are always going to be those rare few people who actually stay with us through all of it, through every single season. The ones where, you know, connection just feels really easy. You know, just think of that one person. You can be yourself. Connection's easy. You may not contact them in a while and they're always happy to hear from you. There's never any kind of like unspoken word. You can be honest and you can be open and it just feels amazing. There's no walking on eggshells. There's no kind of energetic games. Those relationships, I really treasure them. They're very rare and they're super sacred. But if certain people fall away, it's not rejection. It's new aligned direction. And that is really exciting. So as they fall away and you feel the pain and the wound of the falling away and you may get in your head about it a little bit and, you know, maybe overthink certain things, actually, it's okay just to let them go. They may not be your people anymore. You might not be theirs. And that's okay. At number two, so old patterns that no longer run the show. Hallelujah. Oh my word. I am pattern queen. And oh gosh, the painful patterns and cycles that I witnessed and I was perpetually going over and over and over, just like kind of like sitting in a rocking chair perpetually. And actually, when I started to look back and think, actually, I haven't experienced that in a while. I no longer attract those kinds of people. What a breath of fresh air. So it's another massive sign that you stop repeating the same painful patterns and cycles. That's when you know that you have reached a new level. Or if you do find yourself in a familiar situation, you may notice that you respond differently. And that's a sign that you're coming to the end of an old pattern and cycle as well. You're like, oh, wow, I'm really proud of how I handled that. And yeah, that can be really, I was just thinking of a specific situation recently, actually, and that can be really heart-opening. Because I don't believe that we have to have these big, massive kind of severs and fallouts and lashing out. And, you know, like maybe in the past, you may have freezed or had fear or felt anxious around something or gone into old people-pleasing patterns or spiral out of control or overthink. But now you might notice that you pause. You think differently about it. You want to handle it differently. You have different perspectives. You might be feeling more compassionate or more understanding or more tolerant. And as a result of that, you start to show up differently. You're different. So you choose differently. And that's energetic mastery if I ever saw it. And this is healing in action. Because when a lesson is learned at a soul level, the pattern just dissolves. It dissolves into nothingness. You no longer need the same test over and over again, like you're getting whiplash, because you've upgraded. And remember, manifestations always respond to who you are, who you're being, who you have become. So when your responses and your reactions change, your frequency has changed. And when your frequency changes, so do your results. And I just want to sing like, hallelujah, because that feels so good. And then number three, signs start appearing that your manifestation is coming. So what do I mean by that? So when you raise your vibration, you start seeing different signs. The very thing that you've been calling in, it begins to show up, not fully formed yet, but in whispers, in nudges, in synchronicities. I had a client recently in my one-to-one coaching practice who she really wanted to heal her relationship with her family. They've been estranged for many years and she was very much alone, very angry and despondent. And I could totally understand why. And as we were doing some of the deeper work, we started noticing that she was beginning to get frustrated because things weren't happening overnight. And that can be really annoying. Like you're showing up, you're doing the work and you know, you're not even noticing any subtle shifts to start with. But then signs began to appear for her. Her sister, who she had not heard from for years, suddenly sent her birthday flowers out of the blue. And then her dad, he reached out for the first time in ages. And when they met up, even though it was a little bit strained, it was definitely lighter than before. Not perfect, but progress. And one of the most heartwarming parts of this was seeing that he had gifted her sons a PlayStation and a TV with like surround sound, and that was totally unexpected for her. And those are not coincidences. That is energy shifting. That is signs that vibrations are aligning and things are starting to materialize. So you're no longer trying to force anything. There's no pushing, there's no forcing. There's just this natural, effortless alignment when you show up and do this work. So your manifestations start to flow to you with way more ease, way less effort, and a lot more grace. I say a lot more grace because, oh my word, I was very ungraceful in the early stages of my manifesting, like quite rigid and tick boxy on affirmations and visualizations and making sure that I showed up and I did my journaling and my visualization. And it felt like a very rigid practice. And actually now it's way more effortless. It's just allowing. And I love that song by Alexia Chilun. Maybe correct me if I haven't got that right. But one of the lines of her song is, I'm allowing everything to just be as it comes to me. I'm shining brightly. I'm allowing easily, allowing all my dreams to be in the right timing. And there's something so beautiful in being in that state of allowing and everything manifesting the perfect time and space sequence, not being hellbent on something happening because you understand that the universe has your back and it's for the highest good of all or not at all that you'll receive your manifestation. And this is when manifestation actually becomes super enjoyable. Like I say, it's not that rigid tick boxing thing. It's an enjoyable experience. So then the next one I pondered on is you stop seeing life as happening to you. So when you start to raise your vibrations, take responsibility, accountability, you're a lot more aware, then the lens in which you view your life through will completely change. Because I think it was, I can't remember what his name is now. We don't see the world as the world is. We see the world through the lens of ourselves or something similar to that. And when we shift our vibrations internally, the lens we see the world through completely changes. And the stuff that was there all along, we can now see. So you stop feeling like a victim of your past or your circumstances. And a lot of people have good reason to feel a victim, right? I work with some very sad situations where people have come from very, very challenging childhoods. And I have so much respect and are totally inspired by how they're no longer a victim. I think it was Will Smith who said, It's not our fault what happened to us, but it is our responsibility to change it. And this is when we wake up that I create my reality. And oh my gosh, like, yes, all that stuff happened in the past. We may have said in the past that all that stuff happened to me, but actually it's happening for me. It's made me who I am today. It's made me kinder, more compassionate. It's made me more patient. It's made me more gentle, more humble, whatever it might be. So even though we go through horrendous situations, there's always good that can come from it. Looking it through the lens of the glass half full. So you start to meet your challenges with curiosity and you're noticing, oh gosh, I didn't collapse like I would have collapsed in the past. You understand that every single situation is either a reflection of your past energy or an opportunity to align more deeply with your truth. You're no longer in the story of why is this happening to me? Instead, what is this showing me? How can I grow from this? That's power. That's sovereignty. And that's a huge sign that your vibration is changing. So there's a few now that I'll just go through super quickly, which you may also resonate with. Have you ever felt that sudden urge to declutter or detox? Now that is massive. Like the amount of times I've gone on either a heavy metal detox or there's all these different kind of parasite cleanses. And I'm not just talking worms, I'm talking mold and all sorts that we have in our body. And this is from food or environmental toxins. Have you found the urge to detox? Have you felt the urge to declutter your environment? If so, that's a sign. Without you even thinking about it, you start clearing your space, reorganizing your life, letting go of things that no longer serve you, declutter, detox. That's an amazing sign. I wouldn't mind doing a whole episode on that, actually, because actually that's a very, very powerful sign. You may also notice another sign is actually you're not hell-bent on whether you get your manifestation or not because you totally trust that the universe has your back. So I've already said this earlier on, that actually I would really love that thing, that desire to manifest in my life. But if the universe has something better for me, then actually, no, I'm going to wait for that instead because I trust the universe. So you feel calmer around your desire. There's no longer kind of obsessively thinking about it and being in lack and, you know, micromanaging situations. There's more like a feeling of peace or neutrality around your desire. And that feels really good. This detachment is a really powerful sign, by the way, of your alignment. You may also notice, so this is the next one, random delays or detours appear. Things might feel blocked. It might feel like no matter which avenue you go down, there's some kind of blockage or delay. Now remember, these are divine detours. They're designed to protect you in some way or another. Or we might be trying to push or force a manifestation to happen before it is ready. And believe me, you do not want a manifestation to materialize before it is ready. Why not? Because I promise you it will be troublesome and diseaseful. I have had that in the past and my word, it was more trouble than it was worth. So I think that was a great lesson for me just to allow things to happen in their perfect time and space sequence. Because remember, when there are delays, it is the universe protecting us and making sure that we are getting something much more aligned for us. So it often means that you're being redirected or repositioned for something much better. So if there are blocks, it's not that you're doing something wrong necessarily. It's not that the universe doesn't want to give you what you want. It's protecting you in some way or another. Some people might also see repeating patterns and numbers. I've seen a lot of 222s recently. Whenever I see that, it's like, right, things are balancing out in my life. And that can be an interesting journey. I won't go too much into numbers. I might do a separate episode on that. But if you've been seeing things like 1111, 444, 555, or you might have signs through song lyrics, or I don't know, overheard random conversations or friends saying you, telling you something in different ways, you know, this can also be a sign that things are shifting and moving because the universe is always showing you that it's listening and that it is aligning. So pay attention because these are important. You might also experience heightened emotions. So this can also be a little bit of the detox, I guess, like an emotional detox. You might find that out of nowhere, you're just crying. Sudden bursts of energy maybe, or you might have vivid dreams. I know from my experience and working with thousands of people over the 19 years I've been coaching. Can you believe it? 19 years of experience in the manifestation and coaching field. I'm actually really proud of that. Little celebration there. I've noticed that sometimes people will go through a period of just crying it out. And I have no idea what's wrong with me. I just keep crying all the time. You know, Marianne Williamson says that tears are the most healing waters on the planet. And science has actually proven that we've got stress hormones, cortisol, adrenaline, lactate, and such like in our tears. It's our body's natural way of shifting vibration. It's our body's natural way of detoxing, of letting go, of healing. And because we don't understand this necessarily, we think there's something wrong with us. So we might go and get some antidepressants or, and I've got nothing against any of that, by the way. I do believe we do what we need to do and what is right for us at different phases of our life. But it could be a case of deep cleansing and healing. And when we allow ourselves to cry it out and maybe get the support of a coach or a mentor who understands these different phases, then we can move through them probably more easily, probably a lot quicker. But these are also a sign that your body is recalibrating to match your frequency. And you may also notice that your foods and drinks that you used to want, you no longer want anymore. I used to smoke like a trooper. And all of a sudden, overnight, I had wanted to give up for a long time. This was back in 2011. I just stopped overnight, gone. Because I knew that when I had hit the spot of my healing, whatever it was that was subconsciously drawing me to smoking in the first place, then the addiction, if you want to call it that, would just fall away. It's exactly that. It did exactly that. Same with alcohol. I very, very rarely drink at all. Maybe like a centimeter or a little sip or something. If somebody says, oh, that's yummy, taste that, but that's it. I just don't desire it. I don't resonate with it. I don't need it. I don't want it. And that's that's really different to what I used to be. God, I used to have a good old bender at the weekends when I was younger. And so other signs that your manifestation's on the way and things are shifting for you is what you want to eat and drink shifts and changes too. This is a really good sign. You're triggered by what other people have that you want. And if this is something, if you are someone who has had jealousy or envy, there's an amazing reframe on one of my most recent episodes. So just go back down the episode list. You'll see it's in the heading. I would have a listen to that. It's nothing to worry about. It's nothing to be ashamed of, but it is something to do something about because it's going to help you get where you want to get to a lot quicker. Unfortunately, we've kind of been brought up in a society where it's kind of competition and you're only good enough if you have certain things. And, you know, we see other people getting what we want and we tell ourselves a story about that. We might get envious or jealous, but actually I've got a reframe for you that's going to really change that. So take a little listen back to that episode. I think it's going to really help you. What it can actually mean if we're triggered by other people is that actually what we want is available to us. So it's the universe showing us what's available to us if we're willing to put the work in. So we can see that as an inspiration. Instead of feeling emotional or envious, it's like, wow, the universe is actually showing me what's available to me. And that can quite often mean that your desire is very close to your subconscious is being activated to release some of the final blocks which envy and jealousy can bring up. So a couple of last ones now, you may start getting different downloads. Some ideas will just come into your head out of what feels like nowhere. You might get clarity on a situation. You might see your next steps very clearly, or you may feel a nudge that feels intuitive, maybe to go to a certain place or to connect to a certain person. Even if it doesn't feel logical or make sense, you're going to get some kind of an impulse. Because remember, manifestation often begins as an energetic kind of feeling or inspired action. And the final one is your dreams or desires, they start feeling inevitable. You just have a knowing, like something that may have felt like once far away now feels like it's done, like it's already happened. Maybe in another timeline for now, but you don't care because it feels like it's already happened. It feels good. You're no longer hell-bent on it, pushing and forcing and trying something to happen. It's just like a matter of time now. And the universe has something way better. So the thing that you thought you wanted, the universe has something way better than that for you. And this is true alignment. You know, where that kind of inner frequency matches the outer experience before it arrives, that's when you also know that it is on its way. So we've shared quite a few today. I'd really love to know which one or one spoke the most to you. Reach out to me on Instagram, send me a little DM there, or email me solara@solarastar.com. I'd love to hear from you. And there are definitely things that you can do to support your vibration. One of my favorite really quick activations is just to close my eyes and ask myself what feels good for me right now. And it might be, oh, it's lovely and quiet here today. And then I'll just let myself experience that feeling of quietness and calmness. What else feels really good? You may have got a compliment from your friend or a boss and made you feel good about yourself, give you a bit of a pep in your step. You know, you might be feeling confident. So what am I feeling right now? I'm feeling confident. And just let yourself just feel that feeling of confidence. Just let it be there. You may want to take that a step further and submerge into this feeling, like you're getting into a lovely hot bath, or if you don't like hot baths, into a cool pool or something. Just allow yourself just to feel that. And then you can also journal on what you're ready to release, what you're ready to let go of, what's no longer serving you. And then write in what it is that you want to experience more of. So what is it that you are calling in? Like, are you clear of that? What are you calling in? Where is it that you're going? Where are you directing your thoughts? Or are you just kind of like mindlessly experiencing every life without really using your inherent power to shape and create your reality? So getting clear on that, it is important. It's just one thing you do after listening to this episode is ask yourself, who am I becoming? What am I calling in? And when we start to point the arrow on who we're becoming, we may get an opportunity to start doing a bit of clearing or healing. It's normal. In fact, it's a good sign that your manifestation is on its way and that something is meant for you. When you're focusing on something that you want and then a trigger or opportunity for healing comes up in the way, you're pretty much guaranteed that when you focus on something that you want to manifest and create, the universe is going to show you what work you need to do to clear your energy in order to raise it. So you may have a look at who's draining you, who no longer has resonance with you, who feels aligned. But look at who nourishes me. Who do I feel really good after spending time with? Who do I laugh with? Who can I dream with? Who can I be myself with? And with that, you can activate more of these feel-good feelings by always tuning in. We'll say always. Many times in a day, what feels good for me right now? And who am I becoming? Where am I pointing my arrow? These are really important questions to ask yourself. And I promise you, when you ask yourself these questions and you answer from your heart, things are going to begin to shift and change for you. Anyway, my lovely ones, if this episode resonated with you, I would love to hear what landed. Like I say, tag me on Instagram or send me a message and share your biggest takeaway. And if you are ready to go deeper into your own healing, and stop playing small, and you want to get unstuck and you want to step into your next level, I have some spaces coming up for one-to-one coaching with clients in the next month or two. So you can get yourself a free consultation. That sounds a bit formal, consultation, doesn't it? But we can have a little chat. Like, are we aligned? Can I help you? Is this right? If so, bang, let's do some work together. It can be very intimate. It can be very soul deep work for people who are ready to meet themselves fully and shift into their true frequency and do the work, ready to shift from inside out, take responsibility, be accountable, and ready to roll up the sleeves and show up. You can find more details on my website, or you can drop me a message and we can explore what's possible. If you've enjoyed this, please like and share with somebody else who may be questioning whether the manifestations are ever going to happen. I'd love it if you could leave me a review as well. The more reviews that are left, the more people I can reach. My aim is to help make this world a better place and to share my wisdom and my knowledge with as many people as possible and to bring some light into their darkness and to help in whatever way that I can. So reviews help because it helps with algorithm, I think. I'm not sure. I heard that somewhere else. So let's just give it a go and see what happens. Until next time, you're doing amazing. Thank you so much for showing up. And keep becoming the version of you that can absolutely have and hold it all. Take care. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to the Solara Star Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure that you hit subscribe so that you never miss out. And you can stay connected with me on Instagram at SolaraStar. And for even more inspiration and explore my courses and coaching at SolaraStar.com. You deserve to live a deeply connected and fulfilling life. And it's only you that can make it happen.